Dorothy Kane with Jesus Himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife. Because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, because I love you, because I think you're really cute, because I still want you back. Two things. First, the more minor. I listened to a dialogue with Richard Gage. He is with Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. Been working on trying to show engineering-wise why the story behind 9/11 is false, or the common story. And I thought ignoring the subject matter, what I thought was interesting is the analogy, because you know he talked about the institution, the NIST, the government agency said, oh, no explosives were found, and the reason is they didn't look for any. And I thought the analogy with maybe what's happening between us is no reconciliation has been found because none was looked for. You know, the NIST report did not report virtually anything about the collapse of Building 7. Even though evidence was presented, the people who had evidence, they just did an interview. In the same way, I sent evidence to Covenant Presbyterian about the PCA stand on issues, and they simply ignored it. So it seems, what is the common thread here? I think it goes back to what I've one of my themes now: the institution is not your friend. Institutions will protect institutions, and if you go against them, they will do whatever they can to protect the institution. You are toast against an institution if you are seeking the blessing of an institution. So I avoid them like a plague. But the other thing, which I think is perhaps more important, I mentioned yesterday that I took my friend Mike Day to the hospital, had the truck here, and then picked him up. All seemed to go well. He was a little uncomfortable, but he also had some painkillers in him when I picked him up. Brought him home. Everything seemed fine. I got a call from him today. Said he had one of the worst nights in his life, and that he's still in severe pain. Called the hospital, and so they said, if you don't get better tonight, go tomorrow to Chattanooga for a CAT scan, because they're concerned about internal bleeding and things of that nature. One of the things that concerns me is Mike seems to be, for somebody who's 73, in very good shape. You see him walking around and whatnot. He walks around, not as spry as I do, but he seems to be in good shape. But I also understand that collapse can come suddenly. And, I am trying to be there for Mike, because it may literally be his last hours. It reminds me of the events around John Painter. And so tomorrow morning, I'm going to go and pick up Mike. Often he comes, drives his truck to me, and then we go to Chattanooga or something. Tomorrow I said, no. I'm going to walk over to Daybreak. So it's a 2.5 mile walk, which, 30 minutes. I'll walk there, pick him up, and take him to Chattanooga. But this whole process may come to an end. Because I'm concerned about him. I'm concerned about him, his health, and his attitude. And I tell you all these things because I'm watching this happen. I'm trying to act towards Mike as a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm trying to love him. He's a human being created in the image of God. And as I've said before, when I look at Mike, I often see Jim Cross. Mike's a couple years older. But, you know, death comes to us all. You know, Mike might live into his 80s. I might not see him alive tomorrow. I don't know. But death comes to us all. And as I see this happening with Mike, you know, it could happen also with Jim Cross or me. You know, I'm in excellent health, but I could collapse suddenly. I know that. Just like the incident of a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, when it was a heat index of over 100, I walked 8 miles, and I was in severe pain when I got back. I had cramps that I've never had before, and you know, my legs were just mangled because I got dehydrated. You know, so it was unusual, and unusual things happen. And, you know, suddenly the end comes, like it happened with John Painter. But like it happened, well, again, like what happened with John Painter, as I've mentioned so often because it was such a big deal, a few hours before his death, he found out I didn't hate him because his wife told him about the things I did just before his death to try to support him. I want Jim Cross to know that. I want to reconcile with him as two brothers, two followers of Christ. As I watch what's happening with Mike, I have no idea about Jim Cross. I am concerned. I desire, I continue to ask, that he and I end our days as reconciled brothers, as Peter and Paul did, as I've talked before. It's a long voicemail, and I don't expect anybody to hear this, but it's been said. Dorothy Jane, I love you.